Corpo active in both Midmar and Albert Falls.
But the main highlight for us is the green popcorn bream, aka Dorado, have started to arrive. So we've got quite a few of them over the last couple of days.
The shad are all over the place, and it's all the more reason to get some rod spending on the upcoming holidays.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back, and what a week. Apart from it being Black Friday, where everyone's bragging about all their latest tackle, their coolest new rods, reels, safari chillers, tackle boxes, whatever it was, it has also been a rather fantastic week for fishing. Now, don't get me wrong, there were some areas that fired more than others. In fact, there were some days that fired more than others. Let's not talk about Sunday. That was pretty dismal, although it was a very exciting day with the anglers of KZN seeing who's the cream of the crop with the annual meat prize giving going on. But that was in the past. Now it's about the future, and it's about what's been going on, what is happening on KZN. And we can clearly see that the flavor of the week was the Dorado. And of course, guys, shad season open, and you know anglers had shad on their tables throughout the week. So the shad that's been coming out, guys, yes, they are wild. They are all over. However, it is a species that is not in abundance, so respect those bag limits. All right, so shad season's open. Now, apart from that, there were also species like sharks, skates, bream, grunter, cooter, snook, scalies. And as always, we are going to get into it. We're going to deep dive right into it. However, before we do, here's a huge announcement from our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher mega clearance sale is here. Starting this Thursday, the 4th of December till Sunday the 7th, and you don't want to miss it. We're clearing out samples, TV demos, swell trade show stock, seconds, repairs, and end of range items, all at unbelievable prices. If you're an angler, this is your moment. Whether you fish boat, shore, carp, bass, or fly, there is something for everyone. Over 300 rods, a massive range of reels, and piles of terminal tackle, all priced to go. But hurry, once it's gone, it's gone. Find us only at the Kingfisher, 53 Hunter Street in Durban, or call 031-368-3903. Get there early. The good stuff goes fast.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, this week at the Kingfisher, as you just heard, it's the clearance sale. This is absolutely epic, right? I mean, this is all that stuff that, you know, has been floating around throughout the year. They don't have a single scratch on them. They're virtually brand new. In fact, they are brand new, right? They're just not on the boxes. There are some items that has been used, but that's on TV shows, so you know they are capable. Get down to the Kingfisher. Trust me, it's over the next few days from December the 4th to December the 7th. Guys, there are such amazing deals. There are some products that are marked down from like 1,200 Rand to 250 Rand. Okay, but now this is first come, first serve. So although it's on for the whole weekend, you want to rush on down there and make sure you grab those items that are hot right now. All right, so that's the Kingfisher. That's the clearance sale. Let's get into the fishing reports. Let's find out where all that action is for this weekend. All right, and we are going to kick it off in my hometown, Durban, with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it was a quiet weekend. The sea did go sour on us, but there were still some nice fish caught. I did have a couple good-sized sand gurnets caught at Addington, up to apparently about 2.5-3 kilo size one. Some absolute rockets came out. In the mix there was the odd gray, odd little spinner shark. Nothing major to scream off about that side. The Laguna, there was a lovely diamond caught, over 60 kilos, and a couple small browns. Beechwood, all that's edibles. Couple small grunters, couple stumpies, all that sort of thing. But not wild. The seed didn't play the game. Once it started settling, then a couple better fish came on the bite, some bigger stumpies. The sandy came out at Beechwood as well. So yeah, every time the sea settles, we seem to get some nice bite. Let's hope the sea settles soon and plays the game. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys are getting some lovely snook. I saw a pic of a guy with 4 snook and all of them look like rockets. In that saying that, the guys did get 1 or 2 cooter. There was a 1 or 2 yellow fins around as well, and a couple Dorado have started. So there's something to look forward to. Dorado starting is going to be fun. On the bottom, the Oaks got some yellowtail, ambers, rock cods, all that sort of thing. So, yeah, the paddle ski and ski boat side guys are doing very well. Durban Bay, good couple of grunters. Some lovely kingies, big snapper salmon. That was a whole mix-up this weekend. Depending who you spoke to, depending on the size of the fish. The kingies were all nice size from that, say, 250 grams up to about 3 kilos. The grunters were also from small to large, that 2.5-3 kilo size tops, and some nice 1+ kilo snappers. So yeah, the bay did produce quite well. Guys, go out, have some fun, tight lines and enjoy. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing report of the Durban of the ski boats over the last week in the shallows over the weekend. There were quite a few snook coming off the Blue Lagoon areas. When I say quite a few, sixes and sevens per each boat. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, your general winter fish, there's been quite a few slingers, soldiers, some really nice catch and finds coming out in the deeper side. But the main highlight for us is the green popcorn bream, aka Dorado, have started to arrive. So we've got quite a few of them over the last couple of days, mainly around the ship areas and then going out into the deep. The water is still fluctuating a bit, but yeah, today it was quite nice. It was sitting at a constant 24 degrees. Yeah, so hopefully with this warm water coming in, the more the proper game fish will start. So tight lines, and this is Brad for Angling New South Africa, and speak to you guys all next week.
All right. I like what I'm hearing. Thank you, Mike and Brad. So the Settle Seas are bringing in the fish, and the popcorn bream are in full swing. So the action is there. It is summer action. It is all the species we expected for the summer. Now, they're moving out of Durban, just into Durban North, from Blue Lagoon all the way up to Umhlanga, we've got Michaela Daniels. Now, this girl's been fishing all week. She's been catching fish all week, and she's been in the thick of the action amongst the anglers, and this is a report of what's been going on out there.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. It's been another awesome week of fishing for our Durban anglers, with a variety of species having come out. Starting at Blue Lagoon, the guys got a couple of shad, a few grunter, and the odd pompano, while the anglers at Beachwood hooked into some lovely shad, one or two grunter, and a couple of stumpy. For the guys at Virginia, there's been quite a few pompano and grunter coming out, as well as the odd stumpy after sunset, while the guys out at Mtlanga have been having lots of fun with the shad and wave garrick. For our offshore guys, there's been plenty of dorado coming out in the deep, as well as a few yellowfin tuna, while the backline is still producing lots of snook. The bottoms have been seeing an array of species, from mussel cracker to rockards to yellowtail. We're seeing it all. Moving up to Mtloti, the rock and surf anglers hooked into a few stumpies and shad, while the offshore guys have been getting lots of dorado in the deep and the usual snook on backline with the odd cooter in between, while the bottoms is still producing some lovely rockard, reds, and a few yellowtail. That's going to be it from me for this week, guys. Tight lines and have a great one.
Oh, man, I love it. Thank you, Michaela. That was brilliant. What amazing summer species to be caught, from the non-heads to the heads to the Dorado offshore. Oh, Durban North area is firing. Now let's move further up to the upper half of the North Coast with Deandra, where she's got some cool action and some vibe for what to expect over the summer.
The shad are all over the place, and it's all the more reason to get some rod spending on the upcoming holidays. I absolutely love this time of year when people just get to chill and fish with their family and their kids. We're going to this past weekend, it was rough. And at times, it was really frustrating with strong winds and currents, but quite a few anglers managed to get their reels screaming. We're going to the offshore St. Lucia. They had quite a few bullfish, marlins, and dorados. And on the rocker surf, they produced some sandies, diamonds, and grey sharks with a few odd garricks as well. It's been pretty much the same for the mid-north coast down towards Belito, but with what seems like the dorados on larger numbers on the lower north coast side. Scratching along the rocks, the anglers were putting out bait for stumpy, but were surprised to be bitten off by some good-sized shad. Seems like there were a good few days of favorable conditions for shad over the weekend, but only a few landed and released. Now that the season is open and in full swing, be sure to take the family along for some fun days out on the beach. Hoping everybody has a successful week. This is Deandra reporting for Angler News South Africa, Tidelines.
Thank you, Dee. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Oh, you are setting the tone for this December festive period. Like she said, guys, get out there. Get out there with the kids. Get them onto some shad. You can't miss. They are all over the place. Just, once again, respect those bag and size limits. All right, now that's our Durban, that's our North Coast. What's happening on the Midlands? That's where you probably want to head out for, you know, in case you find the beaches a bit too busy over this festive period. You want to try some fresh water? Well, Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. As can be expected, first time of year, the summer rains are certainly making their presence felt. Last week's cumulative rainfall figures for the Midlands are in the 50 to 60 millimeter range, which filled Midmar and Albert Fall dams by 1 and 2% respectively, and the Mgani system as a whole by another full percent. Now that's a lot of water around. Good news for the stillwater anglers, because the dams are full, but perhaps less so for the river anglers. Once again, the rainfall is pretty much unpredictable and all over the place here and there, so keep a watchful eye on the forecasts and warnings and grab the gaps in the weather as they present themselves if you've got that need to go and throw a line. Just a single return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River Anglers from a yellowfish beach. A blank, sadly, in this case, but reports from other anglers indicate that while fishing is tough at present, there are some good fish to be had. Storms in the central Berg area have, however, resulted in some big water coming down the mountain and colouring up the lower reaches. With very little or no agriculture, the upper reaches should remain much clearer and potentially fit water levels dependent, of course. And a third leg, commonly known as a wading staff, is a handy tool and providing some extra stability when you're crossing a river or a stream under the higher flow regime. So reports indicate that water temperatures are currently between 14 and 18 degrees centigrade and should hopefully remain that way until the bulk of the summer heat arrives, usually later this month. Due to the muddy conditions across the Midlands, now known as the Mudlands, the NFFC still waters might be considered safe from the anglers. But he who dares wins, as the saying goes, and a return reporting fish in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter range proved the point for these intrepid anglers, and who further commented that the drive out was quote unquote interesting after the rains. Contrary to the usual expectations for summer, the bass angling remains on the lowdown. There's not a peep to be heard from Albert Falls, and while Midmar continues to produce some good numbers, albeit small fish presently, there are also some bass coming to hand from the private farm dams. Word from the bank anglers is that carp are active in both Midmar and Albert Falls. Sterkfontein Dam, however, is currently giving up the goods. With the odd iffy day in between as a result of cooler overcast conditions and a drop in pressure, when the weather clears and there's some sun to warm the waters, it's game on, reports guide Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. There have been some excellent fish coming to hand, big, fat, and in superb condition, also reports guide David Weaver. Top flies at present are hoppers in brown and black, black beetles, and also ant patterns in the late afternoon. So guys, head on up north to this world-class sight fishing destination. But do stop in at the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Robel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Once again, another beautiful, honest report. Guys, that's what you can expect from the reporters of Angler News SA. They will tell you exactly what's going on. They'll be brutally honest about it. We would not get you into an area where you're not going to get those rods bending. Now, you know I'm a bass guy. And yes, although the bass wasn't on fire or even to be caught, there were plenty of other freshwater species out there. And sterkies is certainly sounding like it's a trip to be on the cards very soon. So, Jan, thank you for that inspiration. Now, guys, let's move on back to the coast. All right, down the south coast, let's start it off with Ray Thompson with what's been happening with the areas between Amanzimtoti to Scottborough.
Of course, the talk of the day or the week is that we are shared on the bite. Toti has had quite a few shared over all the way through to Scottborough. Unfortunately, has been very quiet. There's also been quite a few flatfish on our over Barber area. Guys, the weather looking forward for this week. Saturday and Sunday are the 2 days to fish, especially Sunday. I know it's going to be a little bit rainy, but the sea's going to be flat and clean. So go out there and try and catch an eagle ray, because that's what you're going to catch this week if you want to catch a big fish. Maybe a honey. Saturday and Sunday are the 2 days to try for them. Go out there and have fun, guys.
Well, thank you for that, Ray. Some really good inspiration for us to go and try our hand at a variety of species. Oh, yes, to catch an eagle ray, that would be absolutely fantastic. And yeah, that guys, if you get that eagle ray, please send us that photo. I promise you I will publish it. All right, so that's those areas. Now let's move deep into the South Coast, where we know there's always action. And Adam, our South Coast guru, has been in amongst the anglers finding out exactly what's going on. And this is the lowdown of the Lower South Coast.
Hey, Bash, I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everybody at East Coast Radio has had an epic week. So it looks like things might have taken a bit of a dip or a turn down on the South Coast, Finish, unfortunately. And what I mean by that is Lady Luck has not been shining on everybody. She has only been shining on a select few. There's only been a handful of greys,
a small amount of bronzes, 111 Shad, 111 Garrick, and hardly any decent cob around. So I don't actually know what's happened. I do, it's the weather, and unfortunately it's not been playing its part. We've just had too many bad days. Yes, it's been hot on a few days. Yes, the water's been fairly clean ginger beer color, but the fish just have not been there. From all our really good spots where you just hope something's going to happen, unfortunately it hasn't. That's not to say that we haven't got maybe a good weekend coming up. So, you know what? That's the fishing, unfortunately, Vinesh, and that's why it's not called catching. Otherwise, everyone stay safe out there, tight lines, and let's hopefully see those catches. Cheers, Vinesh.
Oh my goodness, Adam, I did not see that coming. I mean, the coastline is getting fish. Buddy, what is going on? Has the purple patch finally come to an end down the south coast? Nah, I do not think so. I do not believe it for a moment. Perhaps it was a dip in form. You know, these things happen. It happens to everybody. It happens to all teams, clubs, sports, you know, professionals. Yeah, I think the South Coast is just going through a dip of form. I have no doubt Adam is going to come back with a vengeance next week. And the reason is, guys, the weather is looking absolutely fabulous. Now, you've heard from Mike V, you've heard from Ray. They were talking about how good the weather conditions are looking for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. All right, Sunday, there's going to be a bit of rain, but you know what? Hey, the fish are wet anyway. So, you know what? That makes no difference. And you know what? There is no bad weather. It's just you're not dressed appropriately. That sort of thing I learned from our reporter, Jan. So, guys, that's it for our show this week. Make sure to get out there, get those rods bending, those reels screaming. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.